Well, Francie, congratulations. Went in as champions and lived up to that billing.
That's correct, Tom. Probably we got off to a very good start today. You know, we planned that for the last couple of weeks that we've been working on. You know, we wanted to get off to a good start and we wanted to try and, get the possible the start that was going to, get us across the line, because we knew Glenn Funner was going to put up to us, So we just went for the, went for the jugular kind of early on and we actually got the goals early, so...
Well, 3-8 in the first quarter, 3-5 of it, I think, scored by Geraldine McLaughlin. Certainly, he has signalled your intentions, all right.
Yeah, Alison. What can you say about Geraldine? She's just a top knot. I'm going right on record of saying that she's the best forward in Ireland. And, she loved up that ball today. She's a serious operator. And, fairness, the rest of the girls know that she's a good player and they're giving her the ball, and so. She makes hay while the sun shines,
Yeah. 3-9 to 2 points up at half time, having played into a stiff enough breeze, you were in a good position, weren't you?
Well, we're in a good position, that's right, Tom. As I said, we went for the early start and pushed up, and we kind of got the rewards. And, in fairness, the second half, Glenn Funner, the first half of the second half,
Yeah.
They got a a wee purple patch and they pushed on us, and we kind of went into time with, we're up by, 6 or 7 points just,
Yeah. But then again, you closed out the game and I suppose the last goal from Geraldine really, put the tin hat on it from a personal performance, but really, you cruised in the end.
I wouldn't say we cruised, Tom. I'll be kind of thing, in ladies football, and 2 or 3 goals can make a wild difference and they're easy got at the same time. And we kind of got the goals today and we said all week that we did not want to give away goals to Glenn Fannin and in fairness we only give away one goal, so that was the difference in the two teams,
Yeah. Sights now firmly set on Ulster, I'm sure.
That's correct, Tom. First of all we sat down at the start of the year and we said we wanted to win Donegal first, and we've achieved that goal now. That's one box ticked, and we have Ulster now and we're playing the Fermanagh Champions now on the 5th of October, so we'll prepare for that,
Yeah. Well, yeah, you had a good run a couple of years ago and I suppose that's where Glenn Fenner are at, I suppose. Provincial and All Ireland Championships, that's the goal.
That's right, Tom. Listen, we can chat all about it, but we really want to. We got beat last year in the final and we really left it behind us. We didn't play well in the first half up against Dunamwine, but really the second half we were 2 points up and the referee added 6 minute injury time and they got 2 dubious soft frees, I thought, and they got extra time. Or got the replay, and then on the second day, our girls, they go off to a bad start, and we didn't come out of the blocks, and Dunamwine, just a seasoned campaigners, just rolled over, and they just, they annihilated us at the end up,
Yeah, but for tonight's celebration.
Yes, that's right, that's correct, that's exactly it, Tom.